Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
One of the top Democrats in the country when it comes to strategists is a guy by the name of Papagallo. Papagallo was able to keep the Clinton family in office for a very long time, and he's very influential in the Democratic Party. He was asked about Hunter Biden yesterday, and you know he's now freaking out because of how quickly he dismissed that Hunter Biden is a problem for Democratic candidates in the midterm elections. Listen.
Assuming that Hunter Biden were charged in August, which is a possibility, with something, could that depress Democratic turnout, you think?
No. No. I mean, I wish the guy well. He struggled with addiction nobody has charged him with anything. But this has been a Republican fixation to no avail. They've got no political gain out of this.
Right? To no avail. I wish Hunter Biden well, but he's not going to be a political issue because, you know, he's got this addiction, right? He's got this addiction. I told you that was going to be their alibi. How can he charge a guy with crimes when he didn't even know what was going on? This guy's a victim of his own of addiction. He's a victim of being an addict. Right. I wish him well. Like, it's not his fault. He was, you know, addicted to cocaine and crack, that he was measuring out himself in front of hookers that his dad was giving the money for. It's not his fault. I wish him well. Well, apparently, Begala is wrong and he knows it. How do we know this? Polls are now showing that voters say that not only did Joe Biden likely profit from Hunter Biden's shady business dealings, but it's time for us to get answers. This coming as Biden's approval rating has hit a new low, fueled by Democrats who are jumping ship, not just independents. President Joe Biden's approval rating has taken another dive. Only 36% of Americans in a very liberal poll, it's very favorable towards Democrats, the poll is done by NPR and PBS NewsHour, right? This poll has come out and only 36% of Americans now approve of the job that Biden is actually doing. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, the show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. All right, let's get back to this other part of the Hunter Biden story. Now, this new rating is down from the previous all-time low of 38%, now down to 36%. And in June, he was at 40%. Why is this happening? It's obviously two-part. It's the economy, stupid. It's also, I think, everybody's realizing that this guy is clearly, well, not in any condition to run the country. And also 56% of Americans believe now that basically he's a shady guy. We also have more information from Hunter Biden's laptop. This laptop from hell documents are now showing that Hunter Biden clearly was using his family leverage in a prospective deal to sell Louisiana natural gas to a Chinese firm. Now, I had told you about this deal probably, I don't know, a month or two ago. And we've got more documents now that show that the Biden family was directly set to benefit. Now, the Biden family means Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and his brother, Joe Biden's brother. They were going to benefit in a massive deal to transfer American natural gas to the Chinese energy company CEFE. This is on top of oil. It was a 2017 deal that was spearheaded by Hunter and Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother. According to these newly uncovered documents, this is the Biden administration massively scales back United States energy production. Documents never previously reported on from the infamous laptop from hell belonging to Hunter now show that Biden was working on this deal in 2017. The deal was to transfer liquid natural gas from Louisiana to CEFE. That is the same Chinese firm with which Hunter also discussed a business venture that would have, quote, 10% that he would hold for the big guy. The big guy was, you guessed it, the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. In an email from his laptop dated October the 23rd, 2017, an intermediary by the name of Bao between Hunter Biden and his Chinese business associates sent an email thanking Hunter and Joe Biden's brother, Jim Biden, for arranging a meeting with Greg Michaels, the president of the natural gas liquefaction facility in Louisiana. That company was called Monkey Island LNG. And the email detailed the plans for what would be discussed. Quote, we have a 10:30 a.m. meeting tomorrow at 3CC with Greg Michaels, the president of Monkey Island Terminal Project in Louisiana. Thank you for Jim and Hunter for bringing the owner to talk to us directly. The woman writes in an email received by Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and Gong Weng Dong, a Chinese investor involved in multiple deals linked to the Biden family. Now, this guy is important because Gong Weng Dong, that's his real name, he's a dude that has direct ties to the top levels of the Chinese Communist government, including the leader. Leveraging the family name was clearly all this deal was about. Why? Because the family name could secure the high-profile meetings for foreign clients. It wasn't just a good deal for Hunter and Jim Biden. It was a good deal for China. Now, it's also been previously reported, because we're being able to connect dots now with new information that's coming out, by the New York Times and the New York Post, that Hunter was responsible for all family, or not all, but a lot of the family expenses. As you know, Hunter once told his daughter that he has to, quote, pay for everything for this entire family. I hope you can all do what I did and pay for everything for the entire family for 30 years. That's what Hunter wrote in that 2019 text message to his daughter, Naomi, that was found on that laptop. It's really hard, he said, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, referring to Joe Biden, I won't make you give me half your salary. We have another email dated October the 29th, 2017. Back to this Chinese deal where Bao writes, discuss plans for the business venture, saying Hunter is the, quote, best person to help his friend, the CEFE chairman, because he has, quote, access to decision makers, quote unquote. Now, that would be required to approve these decision makers. The U.S. government would actually have to approve the transfer of essential natural resources to foreign entities. That is the new connection in this paper trail. What we know is China said, all right, we got to pay for access. Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, those are the guys. We can get them to give us access to the decision makers that would have to sign off on the transfer of these natural liquefied natural gas to China. Quote from the email, through you and Uncle Jim's connection with Monkey Island, Magnolia, Project ABS as a starting point, talking point, we can check out a lot of all other interesting, quote, Louisiana, taxes, Gulf of Mexico, U.S. projects. Bao email begins. Quote, you are the best person to help your friend Yi to do that because you know a lot of the folks in the area. And you have the access to the decision makers, helpful local folks with insight about the region. She continues. They're just laying out the crimes here in plain English in these emails. Now, Junior Biden's friend, Yi, was connected to the Chinese People Liberation Army before he was mysteriously detained in China in 2018. And CEFE is now defunct, according to various reports. Now, a third December 2017 email from Bao had the subject line reading, quote, updates from your good trooper. Wow, it's pretty interesting when they start referring to themselves as trooper. And it contained an attachment. What was on that attachment? We now know. It was an extensive research on the energy industry in Louisiana coming from China. The industry overview, quote unquote, allegedly put together by Bao, compiles details on the U.S. liquid natural gas industry, from how local climate affects output to how natural gas is distributed throughout the United States, and from where to pipeline networks and existing infrastructure. Also, it outlined local tax policies and incentives, as well as the cost of shipping and supply chain details. At the bottom of the report, Bao notes, quote, without passing FERC review, will not receive non-FTA approval. And then it says, without non-FTA approval, won't be able to sell this liquid natural gas, LNG, to China. What does this mean? It means, look, China wants this natural gas. You got to get the American government, meaning your dad, to pull the strings and to look the other way so that we can get this stuff out of America. Now, this FERC also refers to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And non-FTA refers to non-free trade agreement countries, of which China is clearly one of those. So they've got to go around a significant amount of government stopgaps. I wouldn't even say regulations, right? These were all put in place to make sure that China didn't get liquefied natural gas, that China didn't get America's resources. All of the stuff that China knows about, they're saying, who can get us around it? And they're literally saying, oh, we got this. It's the president of the United States of America, or then Vice President Joe Biden's family. We do business with his brother. We do business with Hunter. We've got this. We can then get our hands on the American resources, our natural resources, and we can get it to China. We just have to have somebody make it happen. And the only person that can do this, by the way, is not Hunter Biden. It's his dad. That's why Hunter Biden is nothing more than a bag man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk CHOQ are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. You look at China and how smart they are. They will bribe anyone, and then they will kill anyone that gets in their way to get deals done, depending on where it is in the world. They don't value human life. They don't value human rights. They just want to get their hands on whatever it is they need, and they will do whatever it takes. Now, China clearly knew that Hunter Biden was an easy target, but they also had some history to go on this. The reason why these emails are just so honest is because I think there's no game being played here. It was just a simple game. Hey, what do you need? We're the Biden crime family. We'll make it happen. China, by the way, does their research, okay? They're not stupid. China knows a lot about the Biden crime family at this point in 2017. They know how the game's played. I'm sure at this point they had probably hacked material or others they talked to that had done deals with the Biden crime family, and they knew that they actually could get some of these deals done. Now, according to a report on Biden family FARA compliance compiled by Senator Chuck Grassley in November of 2020, the Bidens were also used by Yi and as a mechanism to build, quote, influence in securing U.S. business. But the CEFE natural gas deal fell through in 2018. Now, this also goes back to another part of this puzzle that we are now connecting, and that is the 150 times that financial transactions have been flagged with bank accounts directly related to Joe Hunter Biden. Now, I say Joe and Hunter Biden because it's clear that there was money coming out of these accounts that was going directly to benefit the president of the United States of America and paying his bills. Now, as part, quote unquote, of Hunter's effort to assist Yi, he reportedly began working on a deal for Yi that involved a $40 million investment in a natural gas project on Monkey Island in Louisiana. The report continues. In order for Yi to succeed with future business in the United States of America, he had to, as the New York Times stated, build the influence to get the deals. Based on the recently released records, that is exactly what Hunter Biden and James Biden were doing. Accordingly, it appears also now, again, we're getting to connect these dots, that Hunter and James Biden, based on their family name, as well as political influence, were clearly direct agents of CEFE, as both had planned roles with CEFE's investment vehicle and engaged in efforts to seal financial deals for Yi and CEFE, which would ultimately benefit directly the communist Chinese government. All right, that's a lot to unfold, so let's just step back and put this in layman's terms. Hunter Biden and James Biden were agents working on behalf of the communist Chinese government. They were agents for the Chinese communist government's oil and gas industry. They were agents for the Chinese communist government to get our resources out of America. They were agents for fundraising for the deals, including the $40 million investment in this natural gas project on Monkey Island. They were clearly representing the Chinese communist government. and getting deals done so that the U.S. government would get out of the way. Right? I mean, we know in the email, again, we're not making this up. This is in the email. They told the Bidens clearly what had to happen for them to get the deals done. They said without FTA approval, we won't be able to sell the liquid natural gas to China. They said without passing the, FERC review, we will not receive the approval we need to move on. Now, these are all laws that are put into effect, right? The FERC refers to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And it also, this other law that's put in place, regulation put in place, is a free trade agreement, which we don't have with China. They were working clearly on behalf of these companies. Not companies, the Chinese Communist government. That's what they were working on behalf for. Now, the report also continues by saying this. In order for any of this to succeed, in order for Yi to succeed with any business, future business in the United States of America, he had to have the influence because there was too much government rules and regulations standing in his way. So let's go back to Hunter's own words. Hunter's communications with Bayo did not end at the Monkey Island deal, as she wrote to him, in fact, in March of 2019, even after this first deal fell through, urging him to, quote, help Uncle Joe run for president. Quote, you should not be distracted by random media articles. You need to help Uncle Joe run for president. Your father really should run for 2024 this country, she wrote on March the 14th. Why? Because they knew, and these are what I would refer to as nothing more than agents of the communist government, they're encouraging Hunter Biden to encourage his father to run because they knew what they got if he became president. 1 month before Biden announced his candidacy for president on April the 25th of that year, Hunter Biden is getting emails from communist China telling him to encourage his father to run for president. The email also contains a list of reasons why Bayo thought that Joe Biden would make a better leader than the ignorant and arrogant then-President Donald Trump, quote-unquote. In a section titled Uncle Joe 2020, Bayo, the intermediary between Hunter and his corrupt business partners at the Chinese Communist Party assets in China, included a litany of character traits and policy issues she believed Joe Biden is strong on, including, I kid you not, wisdom, sensibility, leadership, and opposition to a southern border wall. Remember, China makes more money than anybody else on the fentanyl coming into this country, killing Americans. They're the ones that sell the fentanyl down into Mexico to the cartels, and they're the ones that bring it over the border. China does not want us to have a secure border. China needs an open border so their illegal drugs that they ship into Mexico will make it to America. In a section titled Uncle Joe 2020, they also said, quote, when domestic oil supplies begin to decline, the Biden administration, well, we know, will look to others. And that's exactly what's happening right now. The Biden administration is appealing to foreign oil suppliers, such as OPEC, to open their valves to keep up with demand. Just last week, on a call with the Chinese president, Biden even asked China to release their oil reserves to stabilize rising oil prices. China knew. They knew that Joe Biden was a useful idiot and they desperately needed to get him in the White House. And all of these emails now and being able to connect these dots, now we know exactly what's happening and what's going on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. This is the reason why Democrats are going to start telling you, just like Paul Begala, that Hunter Biden is nothing more than a fixation, that it's not going to work to undermine the Democratic Party. And also they're saying this while telling you charges are going to come, right? Charges are going to come, right? It's not going to hurt us. It's not a big deal. You know, he was a drug addict. We feel sorry for him. I wish the guy well. He struggled with addiction. And, you know, nobody has charged him with anything. But this has been a Republican fixation to no avail. That's what they're going to tell you. Because they understand how bad it is right now. One of the panelists, by the way, that was sitting there when Bob Begala was saying this, finally chimed in and said, quote, "It seems like, if anything, it's probably energized Democrats," quote, "because it makes them think it's political and that Republicans are just going after him for that reason." That's how stupid and blinded they are over at CNN. They'll say this in daytime, but at nighttime they will tell you we're breaking news on this because they know that the people that are looking at charging him with crimes are going to do it. Now, they're probably going to charge him with the bare minimum, but they're going to do it. And I wouldn't be surprised if you got an immediate pardon from the President of the United States of America, because why not? Now, this is why Biden's approval rating has hit a new low. This is also the reason why the White House is now really focusing on the fact that the President of the United States of America has cancer or COVID or one of the two. We're not really sure which one it even is at this point. But we know he's sick, and so you should feel sorry for the old man, but we're going to send you proof of life videos every day so you know he's still alive at the White House without his mask on, breaking COVID protocols as we give you all this. He's a strong leader. He's doing just fine. Mild symptoms. Double vaxxed, double boosted. See, you should too. Tucker Carlson, by the way, had a brilliant commentary on this, and I want to play part of it for you. Take a listen.
We're still shocked. Everyone else seems to have moved on to the next thing, but we still can't get over what we saw yesterday when Joe Biden stunned the world and announced during a press conference with no warning at all that he has a potentially fatal disease. I have cancer, Joe Biden said. I got it from living in Delaware. It turns out that Joe Biden's home state is so thoroughly polluted, so supernaturally filthy, that even lepers living in public sewers in Calcutta refuse to go there. It's too unclean. How dirty is Delaware? It is so dirty, Joe Biden said, that when it rains oil. That's why everyone in Delaware gets cancer. They get it from the oil rain. Now Joe Biden has it too. Looking back, voters probably should have known a little more about Joe Biden's Delaware-related risk factors before he became president. It's too late now, and it just got worse. Not only is Biden sick from Delaware's oil rain, now he's got COVID. The White House announced it today. So it's been a tough week overall. Wednesday it was cancer. Thursday it was the coronavirus. Tomorrow you've got to think it's going to be monkeypox. If you or someone you know has recently had unsafe sex with Joe Biden, please seek precautionary medical attention. God knows what you might have picked up. At the White House, they are genuinely upset by today's news, not because they're worried about Joe Biden's health. Everybody who works at the White House already knows he's so thoroughly unwell he can barely speak. These are the people who run his teleprompter. They're the ones who put the little pieces of tape on the floor so he knows where the door is. These are not people who have any illusions at all about Joe Biden's condition. What they're upset about is the fact that Joe Biden just stepped on their message. And from day one, that message has been consistent and unrelenting. Get the vax or else. Get the vax, you can't have a job or an organ transplant or Thanksgiving with your kids. Get the vax, you can't visit your mom as she dies in the hospital. Get the vax, Prol. It's the most important thing that you can do, and you're a monster if you don't. So people obeyed. They did it. Okay, they said, we'll take the vax. Doesn't look like we have a choice. But are you sure it works? It's pretty hard to make a successful vaccine against a coronavirus. In fact, nobody's ever done it. We tried with SARS almost 20 years ago, and that failed completely. So are you absolutely positive this stuff works? Are you sure it's safe and effective? Of course we're positive, screamed the mannequin. We're the U.S. government. We know these things. We don't make mistakes. Stop asking questions. Questions have no place in science. Just take this shot and you will not get COVID. That's guaranteed. Joe Biden said that. He didn't just say it once. He said it many, many, many times.
The fact is, this has been a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Unvaccinated.
The Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of non-unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
If you're unvaccinated, you have some reason to be alarmed. Many of you will, you'll experience severe illness in many cases if you get COVID-19, if you're not vaccinated. Some will die. We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot. So there's no excuse, for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You know what's interesting? One of those quotes, and I'm just going to go back to it because it's so important right now, was exactly a year ago from the day the White House announced that the president had COVID. It was 1 year ago to the day that Biden said, quote, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. He said it on a CNN town hall. Today, the same exact day, 365 days later, Biden tested positive for COVID. Again, I'll go back to the lie. 1 year ago, the exact day, 1 year to the day that Biden said this, quote, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. He tests positive for COVID. They keep lying to you about this over and over and over and over and over and over again. That's all they do. They keep lying to you. They keep telling you that if you just get the vaccine, right, that if you just listen to us, if you just do what we tell you to do, if you'll just shut up and listen and do what we demand, you'll be safe. This dude's double vaxxed and double boosted. Now, again, I'm not saying, and I want to make this clear, okay, I'm not saying that Joe Biden or the vaccine shouldn't be something you look at and take into consideration. But we're finally starting to get some data about COVID and the vaccine and what it does. But the people who force you to get this thing refuse to admit that they may have been wrong about any of it. Which brings up another point that Tucker made. Listen.
No excuse. And if you don't get the vax, you're going to die from COVID. You're going to get COVID if you don't get the vax. Now, if he'd said that once or maybe like 11 times, you could say he's got dementia, whatever. He said it pretty much every day. And he's not the only one. They all did, beginning with Lord Fauci.
Need for yet again another boost, in this case, a fourth dose boost for an individual receiving the mRNA.
And then the issue of vaccines, actually, at least with regard to SARS-CoV-2, can do better than nature.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
So it turns out once you get vaccinated, you can feel safe. You're not going to get infected. You're not like the dirty people who didn't get the vax, the anti-science people who are all going to die. And when they do, we're going to laugh at them because they deserve it. And by the way, it wasn't just Biden who's just reading a script. It wasn't just Fauci, who will say whatever it takes and is, of course, covering up his own role in creating the virus in the first place. Even actual doctors, even the head of the CDC, even Rochelle Walensky herself said the same thing.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
Yeah, it's not just in the clinical trials. It's in real world data. Just look around. Observed reality. You don't know anyone who's gotten the vax and then got everybody who got the vax got COVID. How does that work?
You notice the point here that Tucker is making is one that's really spot on, right? It's a point that he's making that is such an important point, which is everybody that told you that if you got vaccinated, you wouldn't get infected is wrong. And none of them are coming out and none of them are saying that they got it wrong, right? None of them are. Not a single one of them has come out and said, look, we got some of this wrong early on, obviously. And maybe if they were honest, maybe if they just told the truth, maybe if they just said, hey, we think that it's going to lessen your likelihood of dying. If you look at the numbers in the hospital, those that are unvaccinated compared to vaccinated that are dying, this is all it's doing. It's lowering your risk of severe illness, lowering your risk of death. Then maybe people would believe them. But will you ever take advice from these yahoos again on medical issues? No, of course not. And the reason why is because we're now starting to see some of the possible, keyword possible, negative effects of getting the COVID vaccine that Biden said was never possible. You get the vaccine, totally safe. Now, I'm a realist, okay? I said from the very beginning, there is going to be some sort of side effect. There's going to be something that we don't know about the COVID-19 vaccine because it was called Operation Warp Speed. I understood why we were doing it. I understood why Donald Trump moved with Operation Warp Speed, right? Everybody was sick and tired of being locked down. And there were a lot of people that, yes, in fact, were dying. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but to say that this was going to be a perfect vaccine with no side effects or no downsides was also incredibly stupid and or naive, which brings me back to the follow the science mandate by the Democratic Party, right? Remember, every time they want you to do something, they just say, follow the science. Okay, well, then let's follow the science. We've got some data now. We've got like over a year of data of people that have gotten COVID-19 vaccines and boosters, just like Joe Biden, boosted twice, vaccinated twice. You'll never get COVID if you're like me. Never mind, I have COVID. So listen to some of the data that's actually coming out now that is data we should all be a little bit concerned with, or at least listening to.
But the real story here is the medical story. Joe Biden and a whole lot of other people have gotten pretty sick with COVID after getting multiple shots. What is that about exactly? How did that happen? It's easy to just mock that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's clearly untrue. But is there a connection between getting multiple COVID vax shots and getting sicker? Is it possible that the vaccine actually can hurt you, especially if you keep getting boosted? Can it weaken your immune system? Well, that looks possible. Multiple studies have looked into this. Just last month, the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology published the findings of several mRNA researchers, and we're quoting, "In this paper, we present evidence that vaccination induces a profound impairment in type 1 interferon signaling, which has diverse adverse consequences to human health." Well, that seems like a headline. Did you read that in the New York Times? No, you probably didn't. Kind of weird, since hundreds of millions of people got the shot. The researchers continued that in their studies of the COVID vaccine, quote, "we identify potential profound disturbances in regulatory control of protein synthesis and cancer surveillance. These disturbances potentially have a causal link to neurodegenerative disease, myocarditis, Bell's palsy, liver disease, impaired adaptive immunity, impaired DNA damage response, etc."
Shouldn't we know about this stuff? Why wouldn't they tell us, hey, we're getting more data. Hey, there's some things that are interesting. They don't want you to know this because of one reason. They want to force you into submitting to whatever it is they tell you to do, whether it's green new energy, right? Whether it's solar, whether it's electric cars, whether it's, eating not real meat to save the environment, right? This is the thing. They don't want you to know that anything could possibly be wrong with what they told you you had to do. That is the point here. So when you get this new data, right? And he's like, and Tucker's right. Hey, you probably didn't read about this today in the New York Times. Of course not. Why would they ever put this out there? They don't want you to know any of this. This is the inconvenient truth. And this is also the distraction they needed. You got monkeypox now. You got COVID on the resurgence. We're going to put masks back into place. You've got high gas prices, an economy that's a disaster. All of these things actually play to you not paying attention to the other big story, which is the fact that the president is involved in a criminal conspiracy, using his position of power to take advantage of the American taxpayers and do deals with the shadiest communists and oligarchs around the world, including shipping a million barrels of your oil to China. Make sure you share this podcast, please. Please write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this. It helps us tremendously reach new conservatives. And hit that subscribe or auto-download button, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.